1 Chronicles chapter 16. And they brought the ark of God, and they put it inside the tent which David had pitched for it. And they made burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he distributed to every person of Israel, both men and women, to each one, a loaf of bread and a portion of roast beef and raisin cake. And in the presence of the ark of the Lord, he appointed some of the Levites who performed service, both to remember and to give thanks and to praise the Lord God of Israel, Asaph the head, and his adjunct Zechariah, and Jehiel and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel and Mattithiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jehiel, with lutes and with harps, whereas Asaph produced sound with timbrels, and Benaiah and Jahaziel, the priests, with trumpets, continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day at the start, David handed these words over to Asaph and his brothers to give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make his deeds known among the various peoples. Sing to him, make psalm melody to him, meditate on all his wonders. Boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Search for the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. Remember his wonders, which he has performed, his miracles and the judgments of his mouth. The seed of Israel his servant, the sons of Jacob, are his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His principles of justice are in the whole land. Remember his covenant age-abidingly, the word he commanded to 1,000 generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, which he established as a statute to Jacob, and as an age-abiding covenant to Israel, when he said, To you I will give the land of Canaan, the allocation of your inheritance, when you were a small company, few but residents in it. And they went round from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He did not permit man to oppress them, and he reproved kings concerning them, saying, Do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation from one day to the next. Tell of his glory among the Gentiles, and of his wondrous deeds among all the various peoples. For the Lord is great, and much to be praised. He is awesome above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Majesty and splendour are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of nations, ascribe glory and strength to the Lord. Ascribe the glory of his name to the Lord. Make a meal offering and enter in before him. Worship the Lord in the splendour of holiness. Tremble in his presence, all the earth. Indeed, the world will be established such that it will not totter. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, The Lord reigns. Let the sea roar with its fullness. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then let the trees of the forest shout for joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness is age-abiding. And say, Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and save us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name and to exult in praise of you. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from age to age. And all the people said, Amen, and they praised the Lord. Then he left Asaph and his brothers there, in the presence of the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to serve in the presence of the ark continually, as a daily matter. And Obed-Edom and their brothers, 68 of them, and Obed-Edom the son of Jeduthun, and Hosah, as gatekeepers, and Zadok the priest and his brothers the priests, in the presence of the tabernacle of the Lord, in the raised site which is in Gibeon, namely to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar for the burnt offering perpetually in the morning and in the evening, and to carry out everything written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest, the elite who were specified by name, to give thanks to the Lord, for his kindness is age-abiding. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun, and trumpets and timbrels for those who produced sounds with them, and musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun attended to the gate. Then all the people departed, each to his home, and David returned to bless his household.